It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
And a very good evening to you. I'm Larry Pearl in for Rob Archer. It is 5:03. Coming up on Nonstop News, we'll talk to someone in Israel about the one-year anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel. And a former LA City councilman is now in prison. But first, officials gathered in Beverly Hills today to mark the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Beverly Hills city leaders noted the anniversary at Beverly Gardens Park on Santa Monica Boulevard, where roughly 1,200 flags are on display. One for each person who died in the attack a year ago. The park this morning was designated as October 7th Memorial Square. The sunrise event was one of several planned across the area to mark the anniversary. The Jewish Federation in Los Angeles hosting a program at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills tonight at 6:30 to remember victims and honor the resilience of survivors. There were some pro-Palestinian rallies also held today, including one at USC, where dozens of protesters gathered outside the Truesdale Parkway and Jefferson Boulevard gates to the school's campus. Extra security today for the Jewish community in the Fairfax District. Here's Pete Demetrio.
Dan Abixer was wearing a sidearm, a tactical vest, and other equipment as he and half a dozen members of Magen Am Security Company joined about 15 LAPD officers in a walk through the neighborhoods, where there are several houses of worship and numerous religious schools. Although there were no specific threats to anyone in the area, the patrols, he said, made a point.
It doesn't mean that there isn't room for deterrence, and I do believe that that's what we are. We are a strong deterrence.
Is it also reassurance?
Definitely reassurance, yeah. The community definitely feels more secure when we're here, and yeah, it's a good feeling.
The bottom line, there is safety in this part of LA, and that men and women should not be afraid of going on with their everyday lives. In the Fairfax District, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Former L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar has surrendered to federal authorities to begin his 13-year prison sentence today for accepting bribes from real estate developers and cheating on his taxes. Huizar was supposed to self-surrender August 30th, but was granted a five-week continuance, apparently for undisclosed medical reasons. Huizar pleaded guilty last year to charges of conspiracy to violate the RICO Act and tax evasion. He's also been ordered to pay over $400,000 in restitution to the city, almost $40,000 to the IRS. Huizar represented Council District 14, which includes parts of downtown L.A. He admitted to operating a pay-to-play scheme where he unlawfully used his office to give favorable treatment to real estate developers, and in turn, they financed and facilitated cash bribes, campaign donations, and other benefits. A Texas-based attorney representing dozens of accusers say some of Sean Diddy Combs' celebrity friends are quietly settling with victims outside of court to ensure they're not named in pending lawsuits. Tony Busby claimed plans are in the works to sue several A-list celebs who allegedly helped the musician cover up incidents of sexual abuse at his parties. Busby did not name any of those celebrities. Lawyer representing about 120 alleged victims, some of whom were minors at the time of the alleged sexual abuse. Combs' legal team denied the allegations to Fox News Digital. Combs was arrested last month, later charged with sex trafficking and other crimes. He's currently being held without bail. Police looking for the smash-and-grab robbers who beat a 7-Eleven clerk in Anaheim. Here's Emily Valdez.
It happened around 1:30 yesterday morning.
Anaheim police officers were responding to a call of a street racing takeover at the intersection of Orange Avenue and Knott Avenue in the city of Anaheim. While our officers were driving there, they received another call of a robbery at the same intersection.
Anaheim Police Sergeant Matt Satter says because of so many cars from the street takeover, it took officers a little longer to get there. When they did, the damage was done. The thieves were gone. 7-Eleven ransacked, thrashed. The clerk had been punched in the face and thrown to the ground.
The store employee suffered minor injuries. He looks like he had a bloody nose.
Police are going through security video.
At this time, our detectives are actively working the case, trying to identify those who were involved and hopefully make arrests here in the near future.
Anyone with information urged to call Anaheim Police. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, tomorrow, KNX News and the LA Times hosting a debate. This is for the race for LA County District Attorney. Could be contentious. Incumbent George Gascon, Nathan Hochman facing off on the issues that matter, crime, public safety, also quality of life, and much more. It's happening tomorrow live at 5 p.m. right here, KNX News 97.1 FM, and on YouTube as well. You can head to knxnews.com for more information. Man from Montclair has been charged with murder and other counts for allegedly leading police on a chase that ended in a wrong-way rollover crash on the 10 in Pomona. Two men died in that crash. Eric Bolanos set to be arraigned tomorrow on two counts of murder and other charges, including carrying a concealed weapon in a vehicle. The chase ended Friday afternoon when the driver began going the wrong way near Kellogg Drive, lost control, then crashed into a dirt berm. Two passengers inside the car were ejected in the crash, were pronounced dead at the scene. A massive explosion has completely destroyed a home in Long Beach. Looks like the blast on Gale Avenue near 28th Street was triggered by a natural gas leak. Long Beach Fire spokesman Jake Helfin tells us this property was leveled to the ground.
Looks like the primary area that was impacted was an ADU that was located on the property. That's what sustained most of the significant damage, and there was minor damage noted to the front home and the walls that border the property, with some minor damage noted to a neighboring home as well.
One person suffered injuries and was taken to a local hospital. There is no immediate word on their condition. Residents in the area say this blast, so powerful and loud, that it set cars rocking on the streets, also led to a power outage in the area for about an hour, but everyone has their power back on now. Well, coming up on Nonstop News, many Arab American voters say they feel abandoned by the Democratic Party and Kamala Harris. That is coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Well, it has been a day of solemn ceremonies in Israel to mark the first anniversary of the Hamas October 7th attack. More than 1,100 people were killed and more than 100 others still being held hostage. Meanwhile, the war in Gaza continues with the reported death toll now up to more than 40,000. We talked with former Philadelphia radio reporter Hadass Kudnetz, who now lives with her three sons in Israel. She says she traveled to the border area where the attack happened and met two mothers of Israelis killed after attending the Nova Music Festival. She tells us there was a strange atmosphere in Israel today.
When you say it's a memorial and you're mourning, you're kind of saying that, like, it's over and you're moving forward. But the whole country is sort of stuck in limbo because it's still ongoing. There are still thousands, tens of thousands of evacuees in the country that can't go back to their homes. There are still hostages that are being held that nobody knows what's happening to them or what terrible ways they're being tortured or how they're being treated. Families are still missing their loved ones. So a part of me kind of feels like the ones that know what happened to their loved ones, they're the lucky ones because they have closure, if you can say that, which is a horrible. And until everybody is returned home back to where they can live, and until the hostages are home to their families, who knows what condition they'll be in when they come back, the whole country can only begin to mourn then. And it's not just Israel. It's like Jews around the world are feeling this trauma by proxy. I have to recognize that this is like people around the world are feeling the effects of what happened here on October 7th. And it's extremely traumatizing because you have October 7th and then you have videos of people celebrating online. And then, you know, we know what happened on October 8th, where people took to the streets and said it was a glorious day and all this nonsense. Like, this is terrorism. And terrorism is, it's a horrible, brutal mindset. And so it was very sad, especially when I came across the parents. That really kind of stabbed me in the heart to see I wanted to cry with them. The mothers were telling me their stories when I saw them in the bomb shelter. They were explaining how their kids died at the bomb shelter, and the grenades were being thrown in. And I just, as a mom myself, I just can't imagine knowing that my child's last moments were these moments of terror, and that they were only murdered because they're Jewish, because of how they were born. You celebrate holidays since you're a kid, and we tell the stories. The stories are always like, these people tried to kill us, but we survived. And don't worry, because that was a long time ago and it's not happening now. But it's shocking and terrifying to see history repeating itself. Like, it's literally in our religion that these people tried to kill us. And now it's not the Mamelukes or the, you know, the Romans, or, you know, it's the terrorists of today. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. It's the same story. And it's a little bit terrifying to be Jewish in the world right now. I'm feeling what a lot of people are feeling, which is like, I can't believe this is happening again. And I can't believe that the world doesn't see that this is terrorism. I can't believe that especially in Western countries, how horrible this is. The Jews are being scapegoated, and seeing all the anti-Semitism just explode around the world over this past year is like a sign to me that, like, maybe things are not great in the world.
Yeah, again, that is Hadas Kuznets talking with us on this first anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. Coming up on Nonstop News, many Arab Americans say they're disappointed in Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party. So could it swing the election? We'll get into that coming up. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The October 7th attack a year ago today and the subsequent war in Gaza has had a profound impact on the presidential election. Both candidates have expressed strong support for Israel, but many Arab American voters say they feel abandoned by the Democrats and nominee Kamala Harris. They say they believe the party is ignoring the tens of thousands of Palestinians killed in Gaza. Our Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero got more for our Countdown 2024 show from James Zogby, president of the Arab American Institute. He says it's still not too late for Harris to mend fences.
If she were to demand a ceasefire, if she were just now to speak out about Lebanon and just say, stop the damn bombing. I mean, kind of what, I hate to say this because I'm a Democrat and I've always been a Democrat, but if they were to take a lesson from Ronald Reagan in 1982 and just be forceful and say, stop, it would send a message. They've had so many opportunities to simply have allowed a Palestinian American to speak at the Democratic Convention. Mm-hmm. If that had happened, her numbers would go from 41 to almost 60%. They want a gesture. They want to feel like they're being considered, and they're not feeling that way right now. And so there's a sense of there's anger, yes, on the part of some, but on others, there's a sense of betrayal and just being left out, and they just don't feel it matters to them right now.
Let me drill down for a bit, James, into those Arab American voters who you think may sit it out. If they do sit it out, it could very well throw it to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Look, that's the speech I give all over the country. I say, you tell me it doesn't make a difference. Go to talk to Haitian fathers in Springfield, Ohio, and ask them if it makes a difference. We're afraid to send their kids to school, or try to remember what it was like in 2016 and the fear that you had, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I make the case, but understand that the pain of the last year has been so great. Some are just actually, and I find this, you know, something I can't be supportive of, but they're just wanting to punish the Democratic Party. They're so upset. there is an actual genocide unfolding in Gaza. And now this widespread bombing of Lebanon, people have this feeling that no one quite understands them or cares about them. And so, yeah, they figure that Donald Trump is a bad guy. He's going to do bad things in the country. He's going to hurt other people. But in a sense, they feel there's no place for me in this. And so they're just sitting it out. It bothers me. I've spent 50 years of my life getting people into the political process, fighting for the rights of Arabs and Arab Americans and in the process. But I'm finding that 1 year of this has taken such a toll, which is why even the littlest gesture, a meaningful gesture from the Harris campaign would make a difference, but they have not been willing to be forthcoming with that gesture. If you want their votes, you have to earn their votes. And so far, my party hasn't done what it needs to do to earn those votes.
You know, there are some Arab Americans who are rallying behind Harris Walz. There's the group Arab Americans for Harris Walz. Do you see that group being able to persuade some of these others to join them?
Not if they don't get something to go to the community with and say, this is why I need you to do it. Look, frankly, people in the community are feeling betrayed, hurt, and to some extent apathetic about the election.
James Zogby, founder and president of the Arab American Institute. Thank you.
Countdown 2024 airs on KNX at 2:30 weekday afternoons and weeknights at 8 p.m. Also available on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show. All right, a look at your money now. Here's Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
A federal judge says Google's parent Alphabet must lift restrictions that prevent developers from setting up rival marketplaces that compete with the Google Play Store. It takes away Google's dominance in the Android app market, and the ruling is also a victory for Epic Games that had posed an antitrust challenge to Google. Back in August, Google lost another antitrust case in which the Justice Department accused it of illegally monopolizing online search and advertising markets. Alphabet shares today were down 2.4%. Amazon is facing its own antitrust suit filed by the Federal Trade Commission. In a decision unsealed today, a federal judge said that FTC officials had offered enough evidence in their complaint that Amazon's business practices harm competition. A big tech sell-off weighed down stocks today. The Dow lost 399.9%. The S&P was down 55, also 9/10. The Nasdaq gave up 214, close to 1.2%. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that is your nonstop news at 5 for this Monday, October 7th, presented by My Lemon Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.